dynamically changing over time. Thank you. This is not physics. Yeah, I think it's on the first page.
The American Physical Society.
Yeah, right. You can probably find it right there on the first column on the left.
The object of the society shall be the advancement and diffusion of the knowledge of physics.
Yeah.
And so how would you propose to?
Instead of physics,
just the advancement and the diffusion of the
entertainment.
Be the advancement and diffusion of the knowledge of laser entertainment.
What do we have up there to advance that?
There's a major difference between the physical society as an organization of people who are in business. And I think that maybe that's a little general for what you're trying to do. I think you're on the right track of the mission statement. Having to state some of the in a general way. You listed all the things you want to do. Now, sort of boiling that down and getting what the major items are out of that in a few words, saying it in a general way, will be your mission statement. But you need to say a little more than something as generalized as a motive, and leave it at that.
Does that first sentence not do it to advance the
advance and promote is a good idea.
Well, I see. You're trying to get that statement of the awareness into the original state.
Diffusion says that you spread the knowledge, which is, I think you want that also. Advancement is different than diffusion.
To advance and to diffuse or promote
and diffuse.
Promote.
I think we need to say that we are laser entertainment. I mean, everyone here, basically, that's how we derive our income. So let's try to keep on track of what we do. That's my feeling.
Do we agree we are laser entertainment companies? Is that a good word to use?
We often use communication on ours. Certainly, a lot of our clients don't consider themselves entertainment companies. They consider themselves communication companies.
That's a good point.
And I think that that's a whole area of the market that we have focused on and is very different from some of the areas of the market that other people here work in.
We could also be confused with
Fiber optic
communications.
Okay. I don't think communication and entertainment are quite different. So start that communications, and you're not in the entertainment industry as far as I'm concerned. If you look at group viewing, there's different applications of group viewing. One, you entertain the industry, and the relationship in entertainment is one way the audience looks at whatever's happening. In the military market, it displays as an interaction between the audience and the screen. That's communication.
What about the laser display industry? We can still work as long as we're scanning laser beams for communication.
The laser light show.
Well, but are you entertaining? I mean, what's the psychological effect on the
Well, that's not the point. We're all here because we manipulate laser beams so that large audiences can watch them.
But what?
Public exposure.
Do you want to make money doing that, or do you just want to entertain, or what?
Well, that is
advance the technology.
I think we all want to make money at it, but
okay.
Well, there might be some amateur involvement too. Do we want to have that?
How do we classify ourselves? What do you say when somebody asks you, "What's your business?" In the laser focus magazine or all those related journals, we are classified as entertainment for sure. And you circle that when you return the response, right?
that's about the least confusing description of what we do.
If we say professional somewhere in that word, perhaps that would point to the fact that it may be a diverse group that we do serve, but we are professional in the manner in which we serve.
It may lend us more mere credibility than merely entertainers.
Do you object to that, Scott? Do you see?
No. I'm providing input here. I don't have strong feelings.
Does advance and promote, do advance and promote mean the same thing to everybody here?
No, I feel it would be different.
Okay, so to advance and promote.
Two different directions, I think.
Yeah. We're listed as entertainment.
So where did that just end between entertainers and professionals? Because I feel the same way. I've got mixed feelings. Yeah, we are entertainers, but some of us, if you market towards being in the communications end of things, it's different. Yes. You can't say entertainers.
I think the word display covers both areas.
Yeah. Laser display.
Yeah. You're utilizing laser displays whether you're using it in communications or in entertainment.
Okay. I agree.
So what do we have to advance and promote? The applications of laser displays
or display
in entertainment and communications.
It's also likewise in some of those same journals, you will have an area circled called display as opposed to entertainment display laser.
Applications of laser display in communication, in entertainment, and in communications and entertainment.
Well, why limit it to those areas? Yeah, I just professional applications of laser display.
Okay. Just promote the professional application of laser display.
Laser projection.
Not all our things are projected. We'll get to that later.
Okay, so to advance and promote the professional application of laser display.
Or displays.
Displays.
Sorry. Yay and well, nay, or what?
About that.
Be singular, actually.
Singular?
Singulars.
Singular is correct. Displays would be
Does that sum up what we want to do?
I think that
it allows for a lot of different diverse people to participate.
Is the general audience going to perceive that as what we consider ourselves entertainment? Isn't that the way we want to relate ourselves to the general public as entertainers or not?
We want to relate to the industry too.
Not necessarily. I'm going to be giving you all letters from Walter Gundy at Image Engineering, and one of the places he thinks that we can all expand is in trade shows. And that's definitely not entertainment.
You don't ever want to say entertainment in a marketplace.
Yeah, that's certainly display, and the way that people in the industry deal with it might be communication, might be other titles, but not entertainment.
Some people say entertainment and professionals are contradictory.
I'd say that may have been true in the past.
Can't you use from the entertainment side? Can you use the motion picture industry as a model? I mean, they have all these aspects of the thing.
Yeah.
They're professionals, they have a scientific side, they have an entertainment side. There's people who build all the equipment, and there's people who promote
I think we've got it there. I mean, I think entertainment, is a part of the application of laser display, as is communication, as is dissemination of information, the way you use it. So I think we've really hit it.
So is it entertainment in there?
Can we put it in a bylaw or something? I think someplace we have to talk about, we are. It is entertainment there someplace now. Some people that would want to join this are strictly rock and roll tours.
How about display for communications and entertainment?
Well, you've got laser display, and by servicing the entertainment industry.
You just break the markets down.
Okay, that's what
each
I'm
one.
Yeah, how do we do it? Fine. It needs to.
Okay, so that's one of the things we do. So we do this, and then we just need to prioritize these buys here.
Right.
By maintaining standards of safety and performance, definitely.
Yeah.
By servicing the entertainment industry and the communications industry, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to put in here that we are entertainers or not? Because business, even going back to the trade shows.
Because we're gonna advance and promote professional application of laser display by servicing the entertainment communications industries.
Because even at trade shows, we're entertainment for the people that are seeing the products on display.
Right. Yeah, but it's really promotion.
Yes.
You're promoting, you're not entertaining. You know, you're trying
that aspect,
your decision is about what you're gonna do are focused on the product rather than their targets.
Is there any other chalk that writes to like heavier than that?
Laser
display.
Seriously, how about turning that?
What are we using here? We are all here.
Chalk
and blackboard.
Bringing our bringing the laser display writer.
So, can we read this? Let's just go through this again.
A word fire might help.
Yeah, word fire might help. Multi-line word fire. As a matter of fact, you're a visual actor, so it help.
Right.
You're the terminal projection.
Okay. We're about to advance and promote the professional applications of laser displays or display by maintaining standards of safety and performance, by promoting a better understanding between laser entertainers,
Laser professional displayers. Place to bring the word professionalism is among professionals involved in stuff. That's the best place to bring in the whole word professionals.
Well, that opens up a whole new set of possibilities on that.
What are they?
Describe what we are. I think we need that word, entertainment, in there.
Or artists?
Might be
another way.
Artists / professionals?
Specialists. Well, I think one of the things that I've got out of this is that we're more than entertainers. That entertainers is a subset of what we are. So really, it's not laser entertainment professionals. If you say anything, it's going to be laser display professionals.
Right. We have by servicing the entertainment.
So I would make that display there.
Display professionals?
Yeah.
Those are display professionals.
And next, by fostering new technology. What do we really mean by that?
Setting standards for the industry.
I think setting standards is separate development.
Fostering is more like think tanking or just getting together and sharing ideas that come up with an end result of new technology by pooling knowledge.
Practically speaking, in a sense, I mean, we're friendly, but we're competitors. Is there a way that we can somehow work together to develop a new technology that would be beneficial to all of us? Is that practical? Does that happen in the industry?
It does.
I think applications are practical. I don't know if the little black box and how it goes would be.
Well, maybe we standardize like voltage signals into, like, I don't know, laser media makes a dual drive scanner board or whatever.
I see in the future there will be a subsection or subsessions under this group that has a creative artistic subcommittee that will do communication in terms of creativity and artistic point of view over this application, as well as a technical subsession that will communicate certain, even publishing papers or presenting papers in terms of some advancement in certain technology that can be disseminated outside of a trade secret. That happens quite often in other industry.
The graphics industry does that.
Industry, like C-Graph has a technical session, computer programmers, software, hardware.
Artistic.
Right. In terms of advancement, I have to say that the safety technology is the most important to all of us.
So I can see a technical advancement as a part of our mission on this group. also I can include the artistic point of view as a diagonal
balancing factor there, yes.
So back to the statement again, by developing new technology or by developing or by mutually developing technologies, art?
Well, by committing ourselves, or commitment to the technology, advancement of technology.
What was wrong with the word foster?
By fostering.
Fostering art, yeah. Technology.
The word foster, I thought was exactly what an organization was.
By fostering new technologies?
Well, I think one thing that comes out of that is you have to put pressure on the vendors that we buy a components from to stay in advancements and to worry about us. Instead of us telling them what to do, they should also be worrying about servicing the customer, which I see as a big problem in the laser industry.
So I think that we perhaps as a group could fund scanner development.
Yes.
If no one else, if general scanning isn't going to make scanners that work, we know what the problems are inside there.
Isn't there a second scanner company?
No,
other than general scanner?
They're
seems to me I was reading an ad one time of another scanning company, and I just looked at it.
Honeywell makes scanners.
Yeah, Rumo has it.
I've seen it somewhere, and I just didn't note the name. And
we don't have it, for sure.
The point is your buying power here is a lot more powerful than you do with individuals.
Yeah, let's call it a specialized scanning. It's
general
Jesus.
Right.
So does this hit it for everybody by fostering the development of new technology?
Yeah. What about a creative application of that as well?
Laser artistry, I think it's called the counterpart of that, laser technology and laser artistry.
Mm-hmm. By fostering the development of
laser art and new technology.
New technology.
It's been decided.
I'm sorry.
And laser artistry.
New technology and laser artistry.
Let's not mix those two. Let's leave that
separate statement.
Okay. Whatever you add on artistry.
So then maybe the next one would be by fostering the development of laser artistry.
Sure.
It's a company. Yeah. Okay. What is that?
Creative artistry.
I'm sure they won't mind us fostering their. Or are we promoting that? Are we promoting?
Oh, yes, we have.
As opposed to fostering, are we promoting.
Just don't put it in capital letters, you're okay?
Advancement
of laser artistry. By promoting the advancement of laser artistry. Before we go any further, we have a new member that joined us. Maybe you can just introduce yourself. And
I'm Floyd Ballstead with Laser Pass.
Great.
Oh, yeah. The one.
Hi. I'm Sergio. I kept hearing about
you, but never mind. I'm Ron. Maybe you can all just call your name out and say hi, and then you're part of the group and can contribute.
Robert.
Great. Emily. I didn't get to do it last time.
Yeah, so, Tim. Sorry about me. Tried to introduce us as a whole.
Well, there'll be a quiz afterwards.
Guess that we're working on a mission statement.
Yeah.
So we have by fostering the development of new technology, by increasing public awareness of what?
Of laser industry.
Of the laser industry, of laser display, of what?
The professionals. You could just leave it at increasing public awareness, and then it'll be implied in there when you finish the statement, I think.
It'll be
there,
okay.
That's a good point. Yeah.
By servicing the entertainment and communication industries. Any other industries in there that we don't want to leave out? They're important.
Servicing what? Entertainment?
By servicing the entertainment and communications industries.
Pretty good.
Those two names. And then by promoting the advancement of laser artistry.
You can always add to this. And later on, I think that
it's a good start.
You know, you get a rounded picture of it, and then
good start. Is there anything else really pressing that anybody would want to?
Cooperation among members. I think is something we haven't done a lot of before, and I think this is a real start for that.
That's true. The other main goal for this whole thing is to do that.
So that's by promoting cooperation between the...
Within the industry.
Within the industry. I think as a whole, this whole industry, everybody's kind of developed their own thing, as we were talking about before, reinventing the wheel and so forth, and everybody's pretty independent in this industry, and what this... I think one great thing that will happen from this organization is that we will be able to pool our knowledge and have better cooperation between people in the same business with the same common goal.
Maybe a map of geological areas that people are covering. Because oftentimes we'll get contacts from across the country, and we're not going to go over there to do a laser show. They're not going to pay us to go over there and do a laser show, but it would be nice if we could refer them to somebody else in that area.
Yeah, that's really a good point, because I tell you that I've seen myself where people have called me to do a show and we simply cannot take it. It's too small. And I don't know who to refer them to because I don't know who's out there. They're in that local area.
I'll give you my car.
We have another person who's joined us, Mike Scott from Spectra Physics. Maybe you can just...
Good morning. Hi. Sorry I'm late. Is that all right?
Okay, final statement, okay?
You have to have a piece of Clio to really show the Clio shows to show laser, like what our group is really trying
set
to
up some
do.
Laser shows at Clio?
Yeah, have a section of it that would kind of display the difference.
I bet you as a group we could put on a mean show.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a mission.
Can we erase that and start over?
We have that all copied now.
Do we have a printer with us?
No, I didn't bring a printer.
Yeah, anybody bring a computer?
I brought a computer.
We have computers, but we don't have a printer.
Maybe we can bring a printer.
Yeah. Is it IBM compatible?
That's a Commodore.
Okay.
Portable.
We'll check with the hotel and see if they have something available. Just give me my way to typewriter.
Yeah, I'm sure Habra can be made available.
I was going to bring the thing.
Okay, we got it?
We got it.
Okay.
We want to attack any of these issues specifically. What would be the next item to move to? Want to talk about...
Maybe what we should do is set down a format, go over the other issues we have, and then tomorrow attack them each individually. That would give us all time to think about it and come up with our ideas on it.
What about election of officers, so we know who is handling the
business. Yeah, I think we need to delegate some responsibilities. Yeah. So.
Great geological difference here, though, that's going to be...
How are we going to organize this into staff members?
Yeah. Like what are we
going
to do? First,
we should
decide what the staff is going to do.
Yeah.
No?
Well,
certainly...
Yeah,
go ahead.
We need to report on this meeting. Take back and mull over.
So we need a secretary.
We need a president, secretary for sure. Treasurer.
We're gonna
And we may have to define the the group to be a non-profit organization or such, incorporated in somewhere.
So we're almost in Nevada. That's a good place to do that.
Since it is non-profit, I guess.
We're not getting married.
Now, do we have to have a board members and stuff like that? Is it necessary?
Well, how does LA...
Yeah, keep it as simple and clean as we can.
Oh, boy. I haven't just carried this. I didn't really read it. They have several classes of membership. It says any firm or organization itself or through any of its subsidiaries or divisions is engaged in the research, development, manufacture, sale, service of lasers, systems, components, accessories, is eligible. This could go on for a long time. You get elected membership here. Membership dues. Effective acquisition.
Well, for example, your vendors may be an associate membership rather than a member. Because you basically wish this group of people to control their own destiny. You don't want vendors controlling the destiny of this particular organization. So that's an associate relationship rather than a full relationship.
The criteria would be an end user. You would have to be a supplier of the service.
Yes. What you've defined there is a person who's directly supplying certain types of equipment and services.
I think we need to see how important, you know, what happens today will determine how important we feel in terms of how much dues we do want to pay. So let's see how much punch the organization can put together before we derive what is going to be, how important we feel it is as an association. And we have to see how important it is before we decide on some of the relatives to dues. I didn't see that as a bylaws, but I'm probably in the minority here. All I'm getting at is that some of us have to leave tomorrow and won't be here, so we want to get to some of the really important issues today. And I may be alone in that, but I'd like to get to some of the important meetings for reasons for having a meeting and instead of some of the relatives of bylaws and setting up officers.
Well, the only problem is we have to be able to delegate all this to people, or it's not going to happen. When we leave, nobody's going to do anything.
Right.
So, pretty important, unfortunately.
Well, can we get on to the next thing then? Do we want to nominate someone for these three positions?
Do we want to possibly attack some of the issues and get to know each other a little better and possibly later on during these meetings, then we could elect some officers?
That's a good point.
Is it imperative that we have officers right now?
No, as long as we leave with them.
Yeah, as long as we leave with them, I think you made a good point.
Mm-hmm. Can we see what kind of schedule we have available?
Yeah, so the next thing to do is to work out a schedule for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that seems reasonable.
One thing I'd like to point out is how are we going to fund this organization?
What are we going to spend money on?
That's right. Who's going to spend money on what way?
Right.
If it's going to be any kind of publication, then we'd have to support the publication.
That's right, exactly.
Organizations.
You know, another thing we might want to consider is major corporations a lot of times do advertising together. We might want to set up an advertising sort of thing where we all donate a little bit of money in, and then we can afford some really good television advertising, because most of us being small companies can't afford to do that for ourselves.
Or if maybe as a whole, like, you know, 10 different performers, we get together and we'll have a show, and the money from that is thrown into our kitty and put in the accounts, and so we can support ourselves by doing what we do best.
I think these are topics for the general discussion.
Right.
Let's really address what we have available in terms of time.
What we have available today is some time, so let's schedule the rest of the day out. Find out who's going to be here today, who's going to be here tomorrow. I can tell you there are some people that are coming later this afternoon. There are some people who I know are registered at the hotel who have not showed up yet. There are some people who I know we saw in the airport who are not here for whatever reasons. So, and some people who will not be here tomorrow, like Walt. And we have a limited amount of time. It's 11:20.
Okay, let's start with lunch break.
I would think that we want to get to market overview. In other words, I'd like to, as one of the things I would like this autonomous piece of paper that with a pencil that says what our annual sales are, and that was under market overview. And we want to address CDRH today. Some of the other things that I'd like to see happen today.
Anyway, we have about. Should we break for lunch at noon?
Yeah.
So we have lunch at noon.
Noon to lunch.
Yeah, let's
do it. Oh, is that this one? Oh, okay.
12 to 1. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So we'll reconvene at 1:00. What issue should we deal with right after lunch?
Well, before we leave, we've got half an hour here. We should probably get this a dollar value going to that.
Why don't we do that? Because at noon, I'll go get some paper and, you know, 50 pencils or whatever we want to do there. How do we want to do that?
Does it really matter if it's...
Does anyone object?
Yeah, we just rip a piece of paper off and write it down before we leave for lunch, and then we calculate it during lunch break. We at Real Image feel that that should be a function of membership, just an audited statement of how big your
some companies.
The numbers you want.
No, it doesn't matter whether they're big or not.
Down a lot of categories. You're not going to add all the dollar values and sales together. Like our sales, there's none in the entertainment industry. It's strictly in communication. So I think
maybe a little diversion.
You know, just getting a dollar value of sales is going to help you, because it's going to be in different markets.
Well, but except, but most in here, except for the laser manufacturers that are here, and yourself excluded, am I wrong in not saying that the rest of us are not deriving our money from either sales of laser projectors or from servicing the entertainment market? Am I wrong in that statement? Truly, that's the number that I was after, because that is one that I've never seen in the publications. I'd really like to know.
Well, it'd be a nice thing to know, too, if annually, through this association, if there's ways that we can push that number up every year.
So well, maybe you're like adding in some of these other.
So maybe you're
areas.
Looking for a list of the value of sales related to laser shipping.